Yeah, hi everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Wednesday, and we're in December, and it's the 8th, and this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is our marathon body rejuvenation session starting Saturday, the 11th, for a four-hour conference call, and then we have three back-to-back Sundays starting on the 12th for the body rejuvenation, getting rid of the little alien critters that reside inside of us. And that's also on the website under alien life form removals. And you could try that too. There's also some sample clearings from BBS Radio on the very top of the website in the drop-down box. So it's a wonderful clearing. And we can do some samples tonight. Maybe we'll release some octopus energies from people here. But we'll get Annika on here. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm on here, Ron. Yes, it's great to be on again on Wednesday. I think it's December 9th, right? And, yeah, really happy to be on with the Creation Lightship and with you, Ron. And there's a lot of new things going on, and we know there's a lot of important things going on out there. And one of the more important things is all the timeline crashing that's been happening lately. And let's say if somebody's new to the Creation Lightship, maybe you can just do a little introduction what that is all about.
Sure. So basically, we don't know when we're not here. Okay. So for some people, may go, I'm always here, you know. Well, we don't always really know that. We lose keys at times. We might lose something else. You might feel like you lost some time during the day. Maybe you're driving someplace for an hour or so, and you just felt like you only drove for 15 minutes, not knowing why or how, but you were still viewing the scene as you were driving. So basically what happens is we get abducted by the aliens onto a timeline. And each alien group, or the ones that bought a particular timeline, we'll just talk about human terms here, buying things. So they bought a timeline, and all these timelines are running at the same time. So it's much like going to a cinema and having the same exact movie, and maybe you have 100 movies playing at the same time. Well, they can switch you from movie to movie, and what happens in the ones that you're not in, there's a clone of you there. So they can take a clone, materialize a clone of you, and put you where you are right now, and you wouldn't even know it. You still have a consciousness somehow and know what happened sometimes from the past. Most clone energies or clones that are walking here physically do not have much more of a recall prior to probably a couple of weeks or so, because it's not needed. They do know how to go on a normal routine, and normally 2 weeks is enough from the past to get them to do that. But when they take you and abduct you, and then your clone body is here, okay, and it may look just like you, all your friends are going to see you. Because remember, it would be kind of strange if you're doing something. Let's say that you're playing cards with somebody, and maybe there's four or five of you sitting at a table, and they want to abduct you, and all of a sudden you disappear off that table, and they go, gee, where'd Joe go, you know? Well, they just replaced Joe, the real Joe, with a clone Joe. And the Joe is still there playing the cards, okay? Now, where do you go? You go to a parallel lifetime, which is on a timeline. And that parallel life is for the aliens to do something to you and or with you. So it's hard to say what they're doing. If they have a timeline, we'll say that they happen to have for an hour. They can also, in our terms, sell based on that timeline, a timeline sharing, we'll say, and they can sell parts of their timeline to someone else, some other alien group, and then they can also have fun with you. So that's kind of what it's like. You don't know when you're not here because you think you're always here. So that's kind of the maybe upsetting part of it. The nice thing is that we have a solution for that. For $20 a week, $60 for the month, you can go on and do a timeline crash. And some timelines are pretty long, okay? Now, when the light crashes these, it's instant. But because these timelines are in a time-based reality. Remember, sequential time, like this show started at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern. This show is on for basically about 55 minutes. So we live in time here. And so what they do is when you go on a timeline, the timeline is crashed instantly, but because it is created in the dark side time energy, it takes a while for that timeline to crash. So think of a timeline maybe as like shaking a whip, which we don't see too often anymore because we're not in the horse and buggy days, you know. Or just think of like shaking a carpet. And you're on that carpet and you get flung off and you go from one carpet to the next, much like a leaf falling off a tree. And is something else going to catch the leaf on the way down to the ground? Well, when you hit the ground, you're here. And during the timeline crash, when the timeline is ended, you are here. But you may get bounced back and forth a little bit along that timeline. And your body might feel a little bit uncomfortable until you finally get back here. And that's because clones are being taken in and out of your physical space. Your physical body is responding to being maybe brought back and forth. And at the very end of it, when you're here, you feel better. So this is the way it works. And on the website, we have the timeline for emotional issues. This is your emotional issue. It's like having a hurt foot. Maybe you have an addiction. Maybe you have some kind of physical condition. Maybe you have a infinite sadness in you. These are all conditions, emotional things that you deal with. Anger, you know, all different types of things. So you can input that in there. You put your name, or you can also do it for someone else if you wish, but they have to be on their own particular clearing. They can't be intermixed with your clearing. So when you type in your emotional issue, that's just for you. You're not trying to heal the world on this here. You're not trying to heal alien races or anything else to take them off the timeline. This is just for you on your emotional situation. You can also put your car in there if you wish. And you can also put a location, maybe like your workplace, to take that off of a timeline. So you might say, why would I want to put my workplace on a timeline? Well, let's just look at it sci-fi-wise here. Let's say that when you go to work, you go into maybe an office and you open the door to your office. And maybe you're walking through like a Stargate. And you might not realize that, but maybe after we talk tonight, you might kind of check out your office as you open that door. And maybe that's going to the Beyondo, okay? And maybe you're there being abducted for the whole time at work, not knowing it. And some people do kind of sense that sometimes. They're going into a place and they go, man, this doesn't feel right. You're walking into a door and you're here on your back of your neck and your arms stand up on end. And you go, you know, something isn't right here. Well, maybe you just entered into a place that you shouldn't be. But it may look perfectly fine for you. And this is kind of what I call walking into the billboard or driving into a billboard. This is how people get abducted on the freeways and highways. So what happens is you're driving along, and all of a sudden you might start to yawn. You might feel your body changing slightly some way, some kind of physical sensation, and all of a sudden they got you. In the physical term, it would be like you having a freeway off-ramp, and you turned off the off-ramp, and then you get abducted. But on the freeway, what they do is they actually put in front of you the exact same scene that your clone is experiencing and or maybe you are experiencing, okay, driving off that off-ramp. So you think you're still on the freeway, and you look to your left and your right, and you see scenery, you see cars, and this is what they can fabricate for you. Remember, one key thing is what you see with your eyes closed is real. Okay, what you may see physically here may not be, okay? So, during that billboard experience, you think that you're still driving from A to B, and a lot of people say, gee, I just passed that off-ramp. Or, you know, like if you're from New York and you're going on the subway, you might say, you know, I was going to get off, you know, at, say, 42nd Street, and, you know, I missed it. Ended up at 72, you know? And how did I do that? I've been doing this for months, maybe even years. And you go, oh, I just spaced out, you know. Stupid me, you know. Must not have been paying attention. Well, you probably were not here when that subway stopped on 42nd Street. You were somewhere else, and they brought you back down so that you could actually get off at 72 instead. So this is kind of what I'm talking about. So if you ever have missed an off-ramp that you always know about anywhere, or you feel a little strange, then at that point you know that you probably weren't here. You can look back upon your past. Now, when they bring you back here, they attempt and try very precisely to bring you back in the same exact spot on the freeway, okay, or the same seat on the subway car. And, sometimes they could make a mistake. Driving a car, you might be all of a sudden dropped down here. Maybe the car's at a slight angle to the left or the right. And then all of a sudden you kind of feel strange. Maybe your ears pop. Maybe you yawn. Maybe your eyes are watering from the trip down here, from the Beyondo coming here. And your car swerves. And the person next to you says, "Hey, what are you doing? Aren't you paying attention to what you're driving, And so you go, "Yeah, I was, Well, you just got a crash landing with your car and you in it, and with them too, and some weird thing happened. Or maybe you just came back and you got into your car and you didn't exactly get seated right." So there's many ways to look at this here, but the whole thing is just know that this happens. So the cure is to go on the website and do this clearing, put in a emotional response that you have to life, how life is treating you, and if it's a negative one, then that means that they're probably getting a lot of mileage out of you emotionally, because they live off your emotional energy, whether it's happy or sad. It makes no difference to them. Normally, the sadness they want to deal with more, because that can bring them into other sadness energies. One can trigger another. And so this is how they work. They live off your emotional energy. So they can sell that to someone else. So they have a certain particular situation that they found works really well, then they may get more money for that, we'll say, in their economy, we'll say, and from there, they may sell that same dream or situation to other people. So you say, "Gee, why is this thing always happening to me? Or I get all this dream is coming to me all the time. Or why do people keep showing up in my life with this negative situation?" Well, it's because you could be on a negative timeline. And the timeline that you're on can become physical to you here. Okay, you can bring forth the energy from that timeline, all those people that you saw, that can be brought from your spirit and your body back here. And you can feel worn out by going there. So this is why some people, when they wake up at night, or they wake up in the morning from their restful sleep, supposedly, they don't have a restful sleep, because they've been out there in many timelines doing lots of things. So that's kind of what this is about. The timeline crashing, you just go in there, put your name in, and then you put a situation that you're dealing with, and you can crash each timeline. Each one takes 15 minutes to crash, and then you do a spirit infusion, which is another 15 minutes. So it's 30 minutes. And then you go to timeline number 2, and it's the same issue. Excuse me. So Annika, do you have a caller?
Yeah, I think there's a caller out there. I heard a beep. Hello.
Hi, I'm Larry. Hi, Annika. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
So do you have a short question for Ron?
Hi, Ron. Great to hear from you, Ron. Everybody loves you so much, Ron. We're happy to hear from you. I had a question. If there's a dominant alien being in a person, and they set up a conspiracy, and then they bring the human spirit back from a clone planet to experience the conspiracy, the impact of the downfall. Can you explain a little bit about how they can trap him in and then bring him back and trap him in, and how that would work?
Okay. So what I think you're saying is it possible to have an alien trapped inside of you, or something like that? Is that what you're asking, Larry?
That's right. Yeah, an alien would put a trap inside, would orchestrate people against the body, and then they would bring the human spirit back into that trap involvement, and he would just stand back and look and watch what would happen to the human spirit when he would bring them back into the entrapment.
Okay. So what I think you're saying is a physical body is abducted, and the physical body is brought back, but the spirit was not with the physical body on the abduction process. And so you're asking, I believe, how does the spirit feel about the physical body when it comes into it and it has all the residue from being up on an alien spaceship or something or being abducted?
No, I just meant the body's here, but the human spirit is taken out. And then the dark spirit will aggravate people and make the people attack the body, and then they bring the spirit back of that human being to experience the attack of other people, and he'll step outside of the box.
I don't know how to answer that one. It could be a clone body, possibly, that could be here. I'm just not fully understanding the question, Larry. What I understand you saying is that the spirit's outside of the body and the physical body is here, and then the body gets abducted, and then it comes back again, and what does the spirit do when it looks at the body? Is that what you're asking?
No, it's not the body. It's that you have a dark shapeshifter in the body, and he provokes people, and they start attacking that physical person, and when that attack starts, they bring a human spirit back into the body to withstand the attack.
Okay, well, so your question is then, a person with a shapeshifter causing trouble with other people, and then how does the spirit relate to that? So that's what I believe you're saying. So the spirit has to go for the ride of what the body is going in for. This is why you want to always be in your body. This is why people who daydream a lot have problems. This is why you don't want to have drugs or alcohol. And this is why some people who meditate go out of their bodies for relief, okay? And so the relief that people get in meditation, if they're out of their body, remember, you're not here, but who's protecting your physical body? So you always want to be in your body. Meditation typically should, to me, just be there to get spiritual information from your spirit, and you can do that mind-to-heart drop within probably 10 seconds and put you in that same exact space that it would take for you to meditate for hours. So I would just recommend doing the mind-to-heart drop, count from 10 to 1 backwards, do it about 5-6 times, and from there, you're in your heart center. As far as the other things, yeah, everything is very difficult on the spirit, and the body has to be responsible for that, whether it's a body that was here, then got abducted, and a clone took the place of your body, and that clone did very bad things here, much like an entity, and then your real body comes back, looks the same, and people hold the body accountable. So, you know, what you're talking about, shapeshifters, that's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, so to speak, where there's a shapeshifter, an alien life form that can come forward into the body, do shapeshifting, and people are, you know, seeing that on the different TV programs off and on, where people turn into other life forms. And I think a lot of younger kids kind of like that because it's very interesting to watch. For me, it's very scary, but kind of depends where you're growing up. And some people even like to see clowns. So anyway, I hope I answered your question, Larry. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, that
here
was
that
perfect.
You
when you said body, that meant the spirit body. So we're on the same page, and I didn't realize it. But, yes, we're in perfect touch with each other. I appreciate the answer.
Okay, thank you, Larry, because I heard about five questions there, it sounded like, so I just need to get one. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. So, you know, there's a lot of questions actually relating to the timelines, and I'm just going to bring some of them up because just to clarify if anybody wonders, you know, what it actually is that we can clear. So I saw Dolores was asking, big issues, basically, no. Alien groups, no. And it's really your personal issues. I'm just going over this kind of fast about what you've already mentioned, Ron. So Bonnie was asking, why does our history follow us around in different timelines?
Okay. That's because the darkness lives in time. Remember, they have the records of you. So your history is from your natal chart. So they're in control of that. And so the history is what they use. In fact, your body is history. Your body is genetics of when your body first came here a long, long time ago. unfortunately, at least the sad part, the way I look at it, is that you come into a body, and the body is already corrupted from genetics, from your ancestors, and that energy has never been cleared out and put back into balance. So right away from the get-go, you have problems here. And you could call that karma, what your body has to go through in this lifetime, but more so, your body has the genetic history of everybody in your lineage. So that's the problem that we have. And so you have to, you know, eventually try to clear that out of you. And that's the hardest thing to do. And to me, it's the saddest thing, because your body is always suffering from something caused by your ancestors. So what you have in this lifetime, it could be even maybe an addiction, smoking, alcohol, a sexual addiction. You know, there's many different types of addictions that people have. Maybe even low self-esteem could be an addiction, okay? And so those addictions are almost always passed on by your ancestors, okay? And that could be unexplained fears, okay? And so all these issues, which boil down to an emotional issue of some sort, typically, you want to clean out of yourself, because they get resurfaced because your spirit and your body wants to heal these. So they will trigger them to come up. And it comes into your psychic billboard around you, unfortunately, because your body wants to get this energy out of it so it will not be killed, you know, in the future by this particular issue. Remember, your body dies. Why does it die? Because you have issues. And the issues stop your body from living. Whether it be a heart attack, whether it be, you know, a lung condition or whatever, everybody who dies, dies because of a condition. I don't know of anybody, I imagine there could be somebody or people out there, but I can't recall anybody who died because they just said, oh, time's over with, my body's 100% healthy, and I'm going to die now, okay? Normally, you know, people are associated, you know, the death with a condition in the body. And I'm sure you can go to any hospital and they'll validate that 100%. This person died because of this, okay? And so this is all the stuff from your ancestors. So when you have a problem in this lifetime and you think it's your own and that you caused this on yourself, this is a New Age teaching, which is to me very painful for some people, because they think that they caused this issue, that their thoughts controlled their reality. Well, that's not exactly right. It's your ancestors' thoughts. So right away you get out of the guilt of that. Your ancestors gave you this particular situation. We could call it a gift. I doubt if it's a gift, but some people could call it that. So you're living their life. So the life that they have lived, you're living now. And it's up to you to balance out the energy, to get rid of the negative energy, the energy that's out of balance, okay, and have it be neutral. And in the neutrality, in that peace energy, you don't have an issue any longer. So what we're going to do now is do an exercise, if you wish, and we'll drop you into your heart. And so we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Some people will say, gee, Ron's trying to hypnotize me. Well, this is not what I'm doing, believe me. This you can do yourself. And all you're doing, I have to command the energy. So as I drop from 10 to 1, just notice that you're going to feel your awakening thoughts, whatever you want to call that. Some people call it their ego self. But whatever it is, you have to take the thoughts that normally are between your ears, your mind energy, if you want to call it that, and drop that into your heart center. Now, when you're in your mind, inside of your head, then you're in judgment. And that's created by the aliens. Remember, they created the mind. The mind's the trap here. And the mind gives you self-fulfilling prophecies, validations, and everything else. The mind is collective consciousness. The mind is universal mind. So it's everything. The mind's the mind matrix. All different names for it here. But that's how they control you. The mind is also your natal chart. So when you go to your heart, that does not exist. Now, when you're in your mind, you can get all kinds of validations of positive thoughts, negative thoughts. When you're in your heart, it does not exist, because then you're in the moment. So I'm going to take you to two moments here. I'm going to drop you into your heart, and then you're going to be in the energy of the heart energy, which will be out of time. Remember, but you're living on a timeline here. And then I'll take you and put you into source energy, which is not no time. They're very similar, but the source energy is much more peaceful. So here we go. We're going to drop you down. And this you should be doing daily. You know, I tell people to do this probably 3-4 times a day to become peaceful. So here we go, dropping down. And if you do this a lot, you must get a day planner because you will lose track of time. And you could even be spacey to people, and not necessarily like being out of your body, but you may not show up on time because they're governed by the time-based reality. And when you're in peace, there's no time. So you need to be able to keep track of what's happening in your life because everybody else is living in time. So here we go, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, when you're in your heart center, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. This is the source energy for you, which is your spirit. So just try to think of a negative or positive thought. Doesn't even know what it is. It just knows peace. And what I'm going to do now is put you into source energy of no time. It's a little different. So I'll just count to 10 once, from 10 to 1, and we'll put you right there. This is where I live. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. So the two energies are very similar, just that when you're doing the first part, the first one, then you're disconnected and you're staying in the energy of time, but the clock has stopped ticking. Right now you're where there's no clock whatsoever. So you can feel that peace. And the peace energy is where, if everybody on this planet lived there, lived in their heart, we'd have no more wars. And this is the whole process. Remember, the dark side came in and copied everything that the light created and brought in the negativity to it, which I'll say is mind control, brought in the spiritual laws, spiritual things that people talk about, brought in the hierarchies that people have, and what they relate to. People ask me, what about the different types of kind of, I'm out of time naturally, so I'm trying to figure out. I have to go into time to get my information. So for me, it's very, very hard. We have the spiritual hierarchy, okay? And then you have like the angels and the archangels. Well, in the light, there's no such thing. There is those energies that we can draw upon and call them from the light ship because they have manifested as that type of being here. But in light, there's no such thing as lower light or more light. Nobody can give you more light than what you already have. Only way you get more light is to have more of your spirit with you. So what I tell people, you know, when I go out on the circuit, some people will say, I'm going to this workshop to get more light. They're going to do a light attunement for me. Well, there's no such thing. The only attunement you could ever have is to have more spirit with you. So if you connect to your spirit more, then you have more light. You can't get any more light. You cannot raise your frequency because your spirit is your frequency. It's created once, and that's what it is. And it doesn't ever change. It will change the bodies that it goes into, but as far as trying to regain more light consciousness, no. It doesn't. It already knows. You just have to find it to become more aware of who you are and what you are. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much for doing that sample, getting us connected to our hearts and all that. And so what I wanted to ask is a question that sometimes comes up, and I was asked recently too. So when you, for instance, since you mentioned about giving more or wanting to have more light or possibly helping somebody else, a lot of good people out there want to send light energy to somebody or they want to help them. Is there a way, this was a question asked by somebody to me, is there a way to send it through the heart to somebody else's heart to give them more energy?
Yes, that's light to life. So I'll kind of describe that to you. First of all, how much energy do you have in your body? How much spirit energy? Okay, let's say that you know most people are 20%. So that means that you have 20% of your spirit. Whether you know that or not, that's what could be in most people, okay? And then the 80% would be typical entities, the emotional bodies of people who passed on, plus other things, alien life forms. So all you can do when you send people energy from your heart, you have to do the mind-to-heart drop to get down there, first of all. And then what you're doing is you're just taking kind of like your spirit and you're saying, hey, I'm so-and-so spirit, and I'm connecting to that person's spirit in their heart. And your spirit, if it's stronger than they are, which means probably more of a higher percentage, and if that spirit in you isn't damaged, then it can help that spirit do a healing on that body. So let's just say you're working with somebody who has a broken arm. Well, you can ask your spirit to send light energy to the other spirit, in that person who has a broken arm, because you don't have one. Now, if you have a broken arm, then your spirit can't help that person whatsoever because you're both having a situation. And that's the best way to attempt to do healings with your spirit. Now, if you use mind energy and you're tapping into some source out there, which the mind is tapping into, at that point, what are you sending that person? You might think in your mind that you're sending them this wonderful cloud of love energy and or healing energy, but that energy will be corrupted because it's coming from the darkness. And so you're actually giving that person what I call a psychic attack. Now, some healers can heal with that psychic attack energy. And I'll just give you an example of that. There's a lot of healers that what they'll do is get people in a room, maybe they have an auditorium or a conference room full of people, and they say, anybody out there need to have a healing? And naturally, everybody typically has something wrong with them. So a person stands up and says, yeah, I have a shoulder ache. It really hurts, okay? So that practitioner invites the person up to the front of the room there. And then the person, the healer, says, okay, everybody, send me all your energy for healing. So I want to now throw that energy, project the energy into that person's shoulder to fix them. So what are you doing? You're taking all of your stuff, all of your emotional baggage, right? And you're sending it to that healer. And, you know, have you worked on yourself? You know, probably not. People out there probably haven't. All they do is know that they're kind of mesmerized because they're in that room and they're able to send energy because they feel that they're using heart energy. And they're using the word compassion maybe to send and love this person, their energy. So they use the mind energy, not heart. Now that practitioner takes all that mind energy of everybody's emotional baggage and stuff, including what they wanted to give them with the healing energy, and now they throw it, project it, toss it onto that person's shoulder. Well, the energy is so strong, and that intent of having it healed can actually heal that person. So that's good, isn't it? You'd say, yeah, the person's healed. The person feels great. They're smiling. Oh, thank you so much. You're a wonderful healer. I'll tell all my friends about you. Now, they don't realize that they got all kinds of darkness put into them. So their little condition that they initially had that got fixed, they have so much more problems afterwards. And it may not even show up for quite a while, but they've been psychically attacked, okay? And the darkness is now with them. So, Ed, what alien groups are now using all those people out there to connect that poor person like a spider web with octopus tentacles into them? So that's kind of how that works. So when you do heart-to-heart healing, you're strictly running light from your spirit to somebody else's spirit, and they will heal according to how much light you can give them from your own spirit and how much they can receive from their spirit also. And that's the way it works. And the spirit can take that energy to help sustain the body. And that's the way people should heal heart to heart. So I hope that helped everybody out there. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, great. So what, just going on to something else, Tanya was asking, what is the Akashic Records from Creation Lightship point of view?
The point of view is that that's another dark energy. It's probably what the darkness created to tell you all about the past. Remember, that's a record. So that's the past collection of darkness. And it can show people's incarnations. It can be like a recorded history of the darkness on this planet. But they normally switch it over to this is the Akashic Records of you. It's kind of like the library of you and everybody else here. And so from that standpoint, it's just a recording of darkness.
Okay. So a lot of great comments about the timelines, those people that have experienced. Some of it here are mentioning Lynn, for instance, says a lot of sensory and mind connections leave on timeline crashes. Very wonderful. Learn is saying getting more real with timeline crashing. Thank you. And Pauline is mentioning something that's a really good thing to for us to mention, too, about two other clearings that she is doing. And you have four of them that has to do with clone bodies on cloned Earth and clone bodies on clone planets. Two of those are current and two of them are past life. And she's been doing them together with timelines and saying that that is seemed really strong. So, yeah, definitely. I think that is a great, great way to do it and keeping that up to date as those particular clearings are for your whole lifetime. So is there anything you wanted to just add to that, Ron?
Yeah, those are great clearings. That's what I had first of all until we started doing a lot of timeline crashing around the middle of September, actually the third week, I believe. And that's when they started doing this here. The timeline crashing came about when the light ship came in, and they started working with our current time here. And what they were doing was getting rid of, and this might be stepping on some people's toes out there, but you have to kind of bear with me here, the God energy, the energy that people pray to outside of themselves. So we'll just use that term as God, okay? Now, God and Source is different. But the God energies are alien, so I could say that the alien energies control the churches, okay? And so each church may have a given alien energy. So what the Lightship found out is that the people who are connecting to an energy outside of themselves as a ritual, as maybe a weekly thing, which churches are and organizations have very similar things, what you're doing is you're being connected to these alien life forms. And in order to get rid of them, they had to start from our current time and, you know, date, we'll say, and go back along the timeline. And they started taking out these energies that the aliens brought here to our planet. Remember, you could probably watch the movie 10,000 BC, and that's kind of an indication on people kind of being baffled by a alien god, okay? But aside from that, these energies that were around that people were connecting to outside of themselves, and this also includes other energies of like Wicca and earth magic energies and things like this here. These energies are being used to hook people up to the alien timelines and abduct people and disconnect the energies to them, causing problems, okay, in the mind energy. So the lights just started going back, clearing out these mind connections. You could call them implants if you want, all different ways to look at it. And they started from now, and they went back. Right now, I think they're probably around 15,000 B.C. So we started doing more of this activity with the timeline crashing around the 20th, I think, of September, around the third week there. And if you go to my website, you can see the strange clouds. That's out there. The clouds look like pieces of ice floating on the ocean that was cracked apart. Remember, our reality that we see physically with our eyes may be a fabrication. I can't say that for sure. Remember, I'm talking sci-fi now. So another way of looking at it, is the room that's next door to you really there? If you walk into the room and open the door, it's there. Okay, you can say, yeah, it's there, but, you know, is it really there? You know, is it only there when your consciousness goes to that room? Okay, so that's just food for thought. Are the stars real? I remember when I was growing up, I used to go out and look at the stars, and the sky was full of stars. And I don't see it full of stars any longer. Up here in Mount Shasta, where we're at 3,500 feet, and I looked out on a clear night, I could almost bet that about half the stars are missing in the sky than what I'm used to seeing when I was a child. Now, you could say, well, yeah, there's probably clouds up there doing that, but, you know, and I can't say how far the stars that I'm looking at are away from me. I don't have a clue. And, you know, but on clear nights, you're not seeing the sky full of stars. What was really eerie one night, back in New York, I looked up, and I saw no stars. I go, wow, what is this? And somebody even called me on the phone from New York and says, Ron, very scary. There are no stars in the sky tonight. And I looked up, and this was the day after, and I knew about that. And you know, and these are pretty clear nights. And you wonder, well, I don't know. You know, you could say, maybe it's just me. So just look up in the sky tonight, everybody. Mm. And since we're having colder weather, maybe the clouds could be gone. Normally the clouds leave sometimes. And if you do get a clear night, look up in the sky, and you see the stars that used to be there when you were growing up as a child. For myself, I can honestly say about half are missing. Now, to an astronomer, maybe it's different. They may say, no, I'm full of beans. You know, they're still there. Maybe the aliens are giving them a picture, like on the billboard, driving your car, driving into the billboard. Maybe they're actually seeing all the stars, so they don't scare anybody. Just think if you saw something in the newspaper tomorrow and says, you know, this head astronomer of so-and-so organization said, man, half these stars are missing. Where'd they go, you know? Well, they probably won't do that. But just food for thought for everybody. But anyway, so what you have to realize is that the timeline crashing is disturbing everything. It's taking out the alien races, and you will feel a little rock and roll. I'll do a crash right now for everybody. And so what I'm going to first do is energize the light beam on your monitor screen. So if you're new to the show, you want to scroll down beneath the blinking flower, and there's a light beam there. Okay? And we're going to energize the light beam. And here we go. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So this is a female that came in tonight. There's male light beams, female light beams, and non-gender. So one of the females came in. So she's with you now, and she'll be activated for probably an hour after this program, okay? So just know an hour after we get off the air, it'll still be activated. Now we're going to do a timeline crash for everybody. So I want you all to think of an issue. In fact, I'll think of an issue for you. Let's work on an issue of self-sabotage. We all have that somehow, okay? And if you don't know about having that yourself, then it could be just a little more inside of you. Hasn't maybe reached the surface yet, but I think everybody out there probably has that issue. So we're going to take a timeline. Remember, there could be quite a few of these. And we're going to crash five of those for you, okay? And this just deals with one issue of self-sabotage. And your spirit will know which one to pick because it knows the timelines that you go out on. So here we go. First timeline. I'll count to 10 to crash it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. My body's heating up. Second timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Getting hotter. 5. I should have got an easier issue. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Be taking my shirt off pretty soon here. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm almost sweating here. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, these timelines will be crashing. They are crashing now. Kind of the way they work, the light ship looks for the energy, the satellite, we'll call it, that connects to you on this timeline. So that's the main connection. Remember, just think of a laser up on a satellite connecting to you, okay? According. Then from there, it goes to the timeline, goes to the alien race that created that timeline, sees if they want to come into the light. If they don't, they're terminated. The contract then is being released from you. On the website, there's 16 different steps for this here that you can do all at one time. So that's the way that works. But right now we're crashing these. As far as the length of time, depends how far out in time they go, where that alien race is home-based at, okay? So I'm picking up, it'll be at least 5 minutes for the first one to crash, up to probably about 18. So for the next 18 minutes, your body might be going through a rock and roll situation slightly. You might feel discomfort, possibly, for maybe 10, 15 seconds. You might feel dizzy. But when you get done, after 18 minutes here, and you can just look at the clock, write that time down, you will be at more peace. And this self-sabotaging energy, which they're living off of, whatever they do to push your buttons, we'll say, which they experiment with you with, will be released from you. And for each clearing on the website, I have listed 1 through 20. So you want to do typically 20 of these timelines for each issue. And just see how you feel after that. And then double-check it afterwards, because you may want to do more of them. But normally 20 is enough to give you some kind of relief. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so yeah, that is so great. A lot of energy in that one is what Fred is commenting, and yes, I agree. Jake is saying, when crash timelines at end, feel spirit reflect back in heart instead of bounce around in timeline while crashes. It is really something. Yes, it is. And Fred was also commenting a little bit about the stars here, some of the things that you mentioned too. For some reason, there is more than one star timeline reality. Notice this: when crash timelines, different stars show up. Missing stars also still part of us on those timelines as a question mark. And
well, that's right, Fred. You're kind of aware there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Timeline. Remember, the clouds could change. Your reality can change around you because you're being put back into the real Earth. Before that, you may have been somewhere else in the beyond, but you think that you're still here. So, yeah, you might actually see something change physically around you. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And also before, way before earlier, Lisa was commenting on the clouds and was saying, what is the light being or branching colored energies in sky when there's timeline clouds crash with alien faces? And you sort of mentioned some of that is, you know, what we see, and I guess Lisa's question, I might have gotten it a little wrong there, sorry about that, but is about what actually is that?
A lot of times, if you look up in the clouds, you will see alien faces, and these look like the crystal skull figures that you see people selling now, unfortunately. You don't see the teeth normally, but you will see the eyes and the mouth. Maybe the nose, and they're kind of like giving you like a snarl, you know. They're not very friendly looking. So do look up in the sky and look for them. On my website, I put up some pictures. I think it's on the bottom left, which might say a video or pictures or something on the website on the navigation link. And I have the pictures that I took out of a bus going from New Jersey to New York after I did a timeline crash. And this was maybe about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. And it's quite something to see. But as you start crashing these timelines, you will physically notice the clouds looking weird to you, okay? Because they're on that timeline. So you're crashing a timeline that, you know, say you're on a bus ride. Well, that bus should not be there, okay? So you're getting taken off of that bus, and you're watching these alien controlling energies that were controlling the clouds up in the sky getting taken down, and that's what happens. And the more you become aware of this here, the more sci-fi it's going to look, but you're going to realize this is reality. So remember, all those sci-fi movies out there that people have seen, the aliens transmitted that energy into human consciousness, mass mind, for somebody to pick up because they want to talk about themselves. And then they also want to scare us on what could be the future. So when you do see a movie, even old ones 20 years old, you know, like I say, you know, the alien movies, typically almost all of them are very scary sometimes, very bad. And, you know, I have never seen an alien movie out there where they're passing out $100 bills to everybody and everybody's happy. Normally the movies are you go someplace like Predator, I think, and all of a sudden, you know, you're I think Predator is the right movie. I think it is. And all of a sudden, you know, you are being hunted by these things. And I do make reference a lot to the movie District 9, where the aliens are there and their favorite food was cat food in a can. And I said, cat food. Well, was it food they fed cats or was it cat food in that can? Was it a cat in that can? So maybe they're going to bring the other movie out, I guess, because they talked about coming back in 3 years. Are they going to be holding up a can that says human food, you know? I don't know. I won't get into that. That might sound kind of scary for all of you, but they were eating cat food. You eat cat food, you know? So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Oh, yeah. So, JJ, since we're talking a lot about timelines, I wanted to bring up that too, because it's also another question that's interesting. Does the lightship terminate the entire alien race or only its battling soldiers when it crashes the timeline?
Good question. Okay, it all depends who they come in contact with, okay? Mm-hmm. So if they find, say, a group of individuals out there that are doing this here, they're gone. Then they'll look for other areas going up their command, we'll say. And if they're not doing that, then they basically stop. Remember, the light does not choose to have a confrontation with darkness, okay? They only confront the darkness as they see it taken away your free will. And your free will is the light's free will. Remember, there's no difference between you and the light and the light ship, okay? Because you're a piece of them. You have to remember that. We somehow were taught about being separated from the light, and we actually basically are unless you connect to your spirit, okay? But when they steal part of you out on a timeline, part of your spirit, part of your body, maybe they put you through the meat grinder, slice and dice machine, and you're out there somewhere. When that happens, that's happening to them. They're losing a part of the light. So they're going out looking for the parts of the light that is parts of them. And they'll go until they stop. Now, if the darkness says, hey, we're not doing this at all. Our group here of aliens are only in our own little sandbox of darkness. Please don't attack us because we're not stealing this. Then the lightship will stop. The lightship is not here to battle the whole universe of darkness. Like I say, you have a sandbox of light and a sandbox of darkness. But the darkness, some of it chose to come into the light to steal it. Okay? And that's where the problem begins. But all in all, if the darkness stayed in its little sandbox and played, and the light was in its own, because the light will never go into darkness. It doesn't know darkness. But the darkness wants to steal light. And so, you know, like I say, the darkness, if it just stayed where it was, the light would not care what it's doing. Doesn't understand darkness, never created darkness, doesn't even want to deal with darkness, but it has to in order to save itself. So that's kind of that question. So, yes, it will go until the darkness, you know, is not doing, you know, these dirty deeds here, we'll say. And they'll go back until they find the end of it. You know, it's not like we typically have here sometimes on our wars and our time's about over. But, you know, the light does not stop because it can't stop. It has to go look for parts of itself. So I hope I answered that question okay. You're still going through a timeline crash, people. So just kind of watch your clocks. And it's time to leave here. So our next program will be on Friday. And it's on station number 2. And then after that, at 8 o'clock Pacific time, we'll have our question and answer on a call-in conference call line. I'll give that number right now, and then we'll get off the air here because our show's ending. So the number for Friday, if you wish to call in on a conference call line to ask questions, it's 646-519-5800. 646-519-5800, and they'll prompt you with a PIN number. The PIN number is 9009, and we talk for about an hour to just answer questions for people who might be interested about the light ship, what it's about, different healings. So I'll say blessings to all of you. We have our special call this weekend, starting Saturday, and then the three consecutive Sundays, 28 hours of healing on a conference call line. You can also do it absentee. The cost is $200 for yourself and $100 for a spouse or someone living with you. And children under 18 are all free, including your animals and pets. We get rid of the alien life forms that are residing inside of us. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you. Blessings. Good night, everyone.